Blog Talk Radio.
Creation, oh.
lift our hands to the Lord. There's something powerful when we just lift our hands. The scripture says, lift your hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to a lot of things in this world, but there's only one name above every name. There's only one who is worthy of all praise and honor and glory and power. You will always be holy, holy forever. You will always be
holy. Holy forever. You will always be holy forever. How amazing you are. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for making us. Thank you for waking us. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for giving us the love that is so amazing. Thank you for Jesus. What an amazing opportunity for all of us. God, yes, we need to fall down and worship. And I just want to just say to my friends, hello. I hope you guys are good, and I hope that you are well and that God is keeping you. It's a beautiful, hot Sunday here in Texas. And I'm so blessed because I get to have another day and celebrate the love that God has for us and share the love that God has commanded us to do with each other. I love loving on you guys. I love it. It is such a beautiful opportunity for me and a beautiful gift that God is giving us. He gave us each other to love each other, not to hate each other, not to demean each other, not to talk bad about each other, not to even think bad about each other, but to figure out a way to take that negative and turn it into a positive. It's so good when you focus on the goodness of Christ, when you focus on the goodness of what it is that he wants for us. It is so important that we walk the walk, not just talk the talk. We have to walk the walk of Jesus Christ, because that's the physical commitment. In everything that we do, show God that we believe in what he's told us. Show him in everything that you do. Everything that you do. Think about when you're doing something, how would Jesus do it? How would he handle this? How am I supposed to do this so that God is proud of me? It is so amazing to be able to love each other unconditionally. I feel this thing, like I feel so crazy because I love animals the same way. I love animals, and I hate when I see them dead on the side of the road, been hit by a car, you know, and they just had this life that ended so abruptly and probably so painful. It hurts me, but it's because God lives inside of me, and he is the creator of that creature. And so the more I allow God to have residence in me, in my heart, I find myself being very sensitive and caring about more things in ways that I never did before. And it's confusing. It's very confusing. And so I even talked to my pastor about these things. Like, what is going on? Why does something have to die for something to live? Why do we have to kill animals to eat and survive? What, you know, why do other animals have to kill each other to eat and to survive? And it's just the laws of nature at this point. And he said to me, he don't believe that that was the way it was intended from the beginning. But until we sin, man sinned, Adam sinned, and didn't listen to God, we all of us, including the animals and everything, had to reap the negative benefits of his actions. And that's what happens in our relationships and in our families and stuff. When we ignore what is right, and we know the difference between right and wrong, but yet we continue to do wrong and expect something good to come out of it, it's not going to happen. And that kind of thinking is dangerous. You know, you can't keep saying, I love you, God, but disrespecting him. I love you, God, but I don't care. I love you, God, but I really don't love you. You talking the talk, but you're not walking the walk. That's why he wants you to walk in the path of righteousness. Walk. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death. Walk. Move. It's your walk. It is who you are as a human being. The things you do, your walk. God. Anyway, so guys, I want to play some music for you today. I'm sorry I got into a tangent, but you know, it just feels so good to be here and with you and praise God and love on each other. So let's do that, right? Let's just praise together, love on each other. Think about, you know, you could marinate on Christ, marinate on the love of God, marinate and just think about God. What is it? How can I be better? What is it that you want from me? How can I be a blessing to the kingdom of God? What do you want me to do? I mean, and also forgiveness. God, please forgive me. When I'm playing these songs, you could just think about, God, I'm so sorry. You are so worthy. I'm so sorry for what I'm doing here. Please help me to be stronger. I want to make this commitment to you. I want my faith to be stronger than my fear. I want to be a man of God. How can I do that? Because it's such a struggle. It's so hard. It's so hard, God. Why is it so hard? Why can't it be simple? Why? You know, getting those degrees are not simple either. Watching people going to college for 8 years, 7 years, 4 years, to even 2 years, you got to study. You got to focus. You got to prepare for your tests. You got to be disciplined. You got to go to bed on time so you can get up and be in a good head frame of thought so that you can go there, go to school, take your tests and feel good about it and pass them. It takes a lot of work. You have to put something into something to get something out of it. The thing that God is asking us to do, have faith, and then walk by that faith. You know, I didn't know about faith. I learned about God, but I didn't know about faith and what that was all about. My parents taught me to love God, that God loves me, and I had this really cool relationship in my mind that, you know, hey, yeah, I believe in God. See, just believing in God is just a part of it. It's like, you know, there's a lot more to go with the story. You know, just believing is not enough. You know, and so many people believe that just believing, you know, God is there. That's not enough. We need to follow what God is telling us to do if we believe God is there. We can believe it's going to rain, but we won't do anything like take an umbrella or raincoat or none of that kind of stuff. And you go out there and you don't want to get wet, but you go out there anyway because you believe it's going to rain. They told you it's going to rain, but you just go out there haphazardly and get rained on. And go, oh, my God, what? I wish I would have got my – see, you have to do something. You have to act on what you believe, in other words. Act on what you believe. And so if you believe that God is real – and he is there, then what do you need to do? Walk by faith. If you believe him, then your faith needs to lead you, to guide you, to protect you, to help you from those things when people go, oh, that's not going to happen. And you have to say, you know what? I got faith. I believe God's got me. That's my faith. And you have to hold on to it. And a lot of people won't. They won't. They just walk away. They'll walk away. You remember the story, right, with Job and his wife, right? And Job was, you know, he was so rich. He had all these things. And the devil made a pact with God. It was like, you know what? The only reason why he's so faithful to you is because you've given him everything. Take it away. And I bet you he won't be so faithful. And God's like, okay, because he knew the faith of Job. He knew how strong his faith was. So he says, okay, you can take everything away, but you cannot hurt him. You can't kill him. And so the devil said, okay, here we go. And so he started, things started falling apart for him. His land, I mean, you know, the animals were dying. Thing, you know, Job started, his finances got really crazy. His wife was like, what is going on? And it's like, what, you know, and Job was like, well, I know it's going to be okay, guys. It's going to be okay. And everything was happening and people were like, Job, what, you're losing everything. And it's okay, God's got me. Then he ended up getting sick and he's in the bed and he's sick. And his wife is like, what are you doing? Everything, we're going broke. You got to stop this with your God thing and do something. And Job was like, I'm not. God's got me. His faith was so strong as he was laying there, as he was losing everything. And the devil could not win because Job's faith was amazing. He trusted what God promised him. He was walking. That's what you call walk by faith. He was walking by faith. And finally, his life was done. She's, I'm up and this is crazy. I can't do this with you. You everything is just gone. And you know, just imagine being in that situation and everyone has turned their back on you. Easy for your faith at that point to become weaker than your fear. It's so much easier. And so what ended up happening, God said, okay, that's enough. And all of a sudden, not only did God give him back what he lost, but he doubled it. He gave him even more than what he already had because of his faith. And that's why it's so important that we walk by faith and not by sight. See, sight can be tricky. Somebody could look beautiful, but they're really not. You know, y'all, I know y'all met people like that. And it's not something that is solid. But our faith solid. We could trust that God's got us. And I'm just asking you to walk by faith. Live your life that way. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And I know, you know, it's hard sometimes because we get mad at each other. I get mad at my wife. She gets mad at me. I get mad at my friends. They get mad at me. But we have to love each other through it. Because with love, good things can come out of it. But with hatred, it just gets worse. And it just keeps grinding and it gets worse. And things get, you know, you start to destroy yourself from within. And so when you get to that point, you have to trust. When you realize that, whoa, this is getting crazy, you have to lean on Christ. Because that's what he wants you to do in the meantime. You know, because, you know, if you love God, but you have no faith, then his blessing, his gift, and his promises to you are dormant. They're just sitting there. You activate his promises and his gifts to you when you become faithful, when you trust him. So it's up to us to activate our faith, activate those gifts by being faithful and trusting God and letting him bless us the way he wants to, because he wants to. He's really willing and able, and it's really up to us. So anyway, I was in church today, and I remember just sitting there on the pulpit, and I was thinking, oh God, like I can't love him enough. I want to love him more. And I can't love him enough. I'm just like, you know, have you ever, in the beginning of a relationship, wanted the person that you wanted to know that you were the best thing they could ever have? Because you, this feeling that you have for them is amazing. And somehow you got to transfer that from you to them. You really want them to know how much you love them. And so you do everything, how much you like them. And that like eventually becomes love. And you're working and you're doing everything to impress them. You're always in your best behavior. You just, every time you're around them, it's like you're doing everything you can. And when you're not there, you're calling and you're working your heart out to make sure they know that you love them. That's how we're supposed to be with God. Let them know. Work your faith. Let them know, I love you, God. I really love you, and I trust you, and I believe in you, and I'm going to walk by faith, and I'm gonna let my fear disappear because you are real. You promise me these things. I know you're going to take care of me. And I want to thank you for it. I want to thank you for all the gifts and all the beautiful things you've already given me. You gave me beautiful children that were healthy. You gave me, you know, a joy that I never, ever had before. Thank you. And I want to just show you how much I appreciate that. How do I show you? You get anxious. And I was sitting there at the pulpit. I was so anxious. I just want God to know. But at the same time that I was anxious about sharing my love with God and wanting him to know, I was thinking about all my sins. It was just like they automatically come up. Automatically. It just right, like, oh. And so I'm thinking about how much I love, and then I kept on saying, please forgive me. God, please forgive me. Because sin and God cannot coexist. And so if God is going to be inside of me, sin has to get out. And so as I'm trying to tell God how much I love him and I love you and I really love you and I appreciate you. My sins are rising. It's like from the ground, the dirt is just rising. The wind is blowing and it's rising. And I'm thinking about my sins now, even though I'm telling God how much I love him. What it's just a crazy feeling because I'm talking to God about love, and at the same time, all my sins are popping up in the back of my head. Because sin and God can't coexist. So I encourage us to try to sin less. Can we be sinless? No, because it's our nature. So, but we can sin less, right? We could try to sin less. Because the closer we get to God, the more these things are going to come up. And it's a reminder also of where we come from, who we are. And it's a reminder of the fact that we really need him. We need him. It just tells us who we are. And, you know, it's like I'm in church and I'm playing drums and I'm loving on the Lord and I'm showing the world. And then I start talking to God and then I'm like, oh, a reality check. See, we can't fool God. We can fool other people, but we can't fool God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Someone knows who I really am. I don't even have to say it. God knows me. All I have to say is, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I believe in you. I trust you. I know that you will take care of me. I believe you. And that's all good. So remember I was saying, my parents taught me, they taught me and they taught me about God and Jesus and the Lord and all the wonderful things about church and doing this and hanging out with people and fellowshipping and Sunday school and all that stuff. And all that stuff was great. And I had so much fun. It was wonderful. It was great. But I do not remember anyone really putting attention on to me, which is one of the most important things about God. It's no one was really telling me about my faith. You have to activate all the blessings and the gifts that God wants to get to give you through your faith. Otherwise, like I said, it's just dormant. It's just sitting there. He wants to give it to you. He wants to love you. He wants to bless you. But you activate it through your faith and start walking the walk of Christ, showing him. And it may be difficult, but guess what? He's got you. There's a story real quick I'm going to tell you. This story of this pastor, and he said that his grandson comes up onto the pulpit, and he runs over. He says, "Granddad, catch me. Granddad, catch me." And he said, just jump, and he catch him. "Granddad, catch me. I'm going to jump, catch me." And as he grabbed, he says, but it didn't start out like that. It didn't start out like that. Started out with Granddad picking up his grandson, putting him up on the pulpit and say, "Jump." And the little boy going, "No." And he goes, "Come on, Jay, jump." And he's like, "No." And so he's like, "Jay, I'm right here. Just jump. I got you. Just jump right into my arms. Come on, you can do it." And he was like, "No, I'm scared. I'm scared." And so he was like, "Jay, come on." And so he said it took a few times. But he would do it to him every Sunday at church. And so this one time he said, Jay, jump. And Jay was like, can you come closer? Can you come closer? And then the man said, because I knew it would make him feel safer, I moved closer. I moved closer, like God will move closer to you. Because he knows that you're working on this thing. You're working on building your faith and your trust. He knows it. He says, okay. And he said, initially, he like, it was a little kind of, I just kind of leaned over and fell into the arms. He didn't jump. He just leaned over. And then he said, after that, I put him back up there. And I said, Jay, jump. And then he would lean, but he kind of jumped a little bit with a lean. And then, and he says, what happened is that after a certain amount of time, he trusted and knew that his grandpa was going to be there for him. He was going to catch him. And his integrity was intact, that he knew that grandpa was not going to let him fall. And that's how it is with God. He knows that he can see you start to build your faith. And you work on building your faith. He will not let you fall. He will catch you every single time. But you have to start with your faith. You have to activate the gift of God. Because he wants to be there for you. He wants to be there for you. And he said, before you know it, my grandson would run up on the pulpit and say, Granddad, Granddad, catch me. Granddad, Granddad, catch me. And so, and he's like, sometimes I wasn't even ready. But he had the faith. His faith had grown so much. He trusted that I was not going to let him fall. And that's exactly how it is. When you start working in faith with God, you just work on that relationship. You just keep on working on building your faith. You don't have to start off the most faithful man in the world. Just the size of a mustard seed. He says, it's not how much faith. It's about just having faith. And if you could just start building your faithful relationship with Christ, you will get closer, and this relationship would just be on. It would be amazing, and you would feel like, hallelujah, salvation and glory. God loves me. He's got me. I trust him now. I don't have to listen to my friends say, no. I got God. He knows that I trust him, and he is going to bless me. And I'm going to fight, and I'm going to stand no matter how bad it looks, no matter how dark it gets. I'm going to believe that God is my Father, and he loves me, and he's not going to let me fall. He's got me. And that right there for me is everything. That faith walk is everything. That makes my relationship with God real and not just a fantasy or, oh, yeah, I believe in him. Oh, yeah, but I don't have a relationship with him. But I believe in him and I like him. I think he's really good. Church is fun. People are good, everything. But I'm not a faithful man. What is that? You got to be faithful. So you can activate him in your life. It means everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, thank you so much for just blessing us with who you are. Thank you for being the King of all kings. Thank you for having patience with us. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father. We know this is your world, God. And we love you so much for giving us the opportunity to grow and to learn more about you. We look forward to the day that we are there with you and just celebrating you, celebrating you. Thank you for our friends. Father, we ask a special blessing for those who are hurting. Please, Father, you know their situations. Any of the listeners on the show today, Father, please bless them. Please, Father. We love you. We believe in you. We trust you. Our faith is real. Thank you so much for quickening those who are learning. Thank you for changing their hearts. Thank you, God. We love you.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one. Therefore, come on everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power. Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He's wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Where are the altos? Come on, altos, all praises to the King of Kings. Yes, and the Lord our God. That is wonderful. Where the soprano singers? Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the tenors, come on. With the voice of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. Everybody, everybody, come on, come on, tonight. Make it glorious, make it glorious.
Wonderful.
Lord Jesus. Shout to the Lord tonight. 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 Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the First Baptist Church combined.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy. Till all my fears have come. Yeah.
From the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, and now is, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
God bless you guys. Hey, that was my song. Oh yeah, we love. I love it when I get to record real drums, and especially on a praise and worship song that I wrote. So there you go. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. Thank you. We just ask you to just bless our week, guide us, keep us focused on you, and help us to remember, God, that you and you alone can do all things. So we just need to keep our faith together, trust in you, and lean on you, and know that you got this. In Jesus' mighty, beautiful, amazing name, we ask our blessings, all of our blessings. All right, guys, go be with God. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and trust that everything's going to be good.
I'm captivated, I'll say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Oh, I can see your love. every kindred, every tribe, from every nation, we give your name all praise today. Every glory is thine.